You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm April Baer. We read something interesting over the weekend. Dr. Howard Markel, a professor of medical history here at the University of Michigan and a longtime guest of Stateside, was the man who actually helped coin the term flatten the curve. If you've been listening to Dr. Fauci over the past few weeks, or if you've been reading articles about the spread of COVID-19, we're guessing you've heard this phrase many, many times. It's the idea that society takes measures like canceling school and public events, sheltering in place, all to slow the rate of infection over time. We asked Dr. Markel how he came up with it, and he said it all began while conducting research with the CDC about flu outbreaks in 2005.
We were talking about this concept of flattening the curve, and we designed a study of the 1918-1919 flu pandemic to look at those cities that would or did flatten the curve, that would take the tall epi curve, flatten it, and stretch it out over a longer period of time to not only help lessen the load on hospitals and doctors, but would also buy time for better treatments. And indeed, the cities that we studied that did those things did far better than those that did not. So when flattening the curve became popular again during this pandemic, I was not surprised, because it's been a matter not of if there's a pandemic, but when. But I was both gratified and horrified to see that these very draconian and very socially and economically disruptive measures would be employed. That said, I have spent 20 years studying them, and I'm firmly convinced that they will help save lives. So it's a very interesting time in our history, and it's a very interesting time in my personal history and career.
Being that he's an expert in the history of outbreaks and quarantine, this has been a very busy season for him. Thanks for keeping us up to speed, Dr. Markel.